Start there. Read a verse of scripture, and we'll start there in Psalms 127. We're going to continue this morning what is a series of messages on family matters and things about the home and about the family and about the responsibility of the individual members of the family. We talked the first week, began on Father's Day, and we talked about dads and their responsibility, husbands, men in general. Last week we talked about the ladies and mothers and wives and their responsibilities in those individual roles. And today we want to talk to you about, children and what the parents' responsibility is in relation to the children and what the children's responsibilities are and things that they need to be taught in relation to the family. Next Sunday morning, more than likely, we will continue this series. And we will be talking about some of the extended family and talking about grandparents and also addressing the situation that people that many find themselves in as being single parents and what the Bible has to say about that. And I think it's very relevant. It's important that we understand that there are some directions, instructions in the Word of God for all areas of our life. When I first came out this morning and saw the size of the crowd being rather small, I thought, well, now that's the danger in announcing ahead of time what you're going to preach on. But at any rate, I hope this will be informative as well as a blessing to you as we talk about parents and the responsibility that you have. Now, you might think, well, all my children are grown, I'm done with that, and so forth. But you know, all of us, regardless of who you are, from time to time, have an opportunity to have discussions with people about biblical issues. And, you know, it's good that if you have if you're a grandparent and you have children that are raising children, and you want to talk to them about how their children are being raised, that you do that from a biblical perspective. Because then it's not just you picking on them or condemning them, but able to share some scriptures from the Word of God about what God says about children and their place in the family and our responsibility as parents. So I hope that you'll take this information and be able to use it. In Psalms chapter 127, there's a wonderful verse there. Verse 3 says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." Now, in thinking about this subject and talking about this subject, I want to start here because I think it's important to understand and realize that when a person or a couple brings forth a child, they have a great responsibility in doing so. And the idea of that responsibility is almost been completely lost in our society today. In Gloucester, Massachusetts, most of you probably have heard in the news this past week how that 17 seniors in the class there in that high school are expecting babies. 17. And that some suspect that they formed some kind of pact and said they all wanted to, all these girls. I don't know about that. I've heard various stories. But the point is, regardless of any of that, is that children are being brought forth without many times two parents, and the parent that is bringing the child forth thinks very little about the responsibility of raising that children or that child for 18, 19 years. Oh, they're infatuated with having a little baby and they look at it like a little doll or something, you know, and they don't stop and think about the fact that that child is their responsibility. And the reason they don't stop and think about that many times is because they don't take the responsibility. I saw a segment on the Good Morning America several weeks ago about the number of grandparents that are raising their grandchildren. And, you know, as I saw that, I thought how terrible it was on the one hand that these people are having children and not raising themselves. But on the other hand, you have to say, thank God that there's somebody there that's willing to take that responsibility. Thank God for those grandparents that are willing to step in and take the responsibility. I heard another statistic this week, and that was that in the African American community, that 70%, now think about this, 70% of the children born this past year to African Americans were born out of wedlock. 70%. 7 out of 10. Now folks, all of this that I'm talking about is going, and does already, but is going to have a tremendous impact on future generations. Because we're raising a whole